Do you know how long the last pandemic lasted? The last pandemic was the 1918 flu, and it lasted 2 years. Science has come a long way in the last 100 years, and we can keep an active hope that this pandemic will end sooner, that a cure will be found faster, and we will be on our road to normal. While we have always had wars, calamities, and important problems across the world, the challenges seem to just keep adding up this year. America has had challenges with racism and wrongful deaths, protests breaking all over the country, and then peaceful protesters being attacked, floods and wildfires happening around the world. The violent death of a nurse in Florida who had just finished her shift helping COVID patients. Unexplainable suicide deaths, including a successful Indian movie star, that saddened the entire country. Surreal videos of the blasts in Beirut, almost like a science fiction movie. Grim realities and difficult images that are hard to remove from our minds. No matter where you are, 2020 has been a challenging year for all of us. Our children are facing a very new challenge, one that we have never faced before. What is very important for us to realize is that we as adults have never faced a pandemic in our childhood. While we face these challenges, it's important for us to focus on how we can overcome these times. What can we learn? What can we teach? And how can we grow? An easy way to remain motivated is to think of emotions we feel during this time and then try to strengthen a skill to combat that emotion. The fun part of the list I'm about to share is that all these skills start with the letter C, just like COVID, Corona, and calamities. As we battle the fallouts of this difficult time, we may forget what we already know. This list serves as a reminder. One of the common emotions we feel is frustration. Dealing with the changes, restrictions, having to follow rules and guidelines, losing our freedom. Along with this comes uncertainty, worry, and stress. This is a normal emotion we feel just by reading all the media reports. We have real news and a constant stream of social media news that may or may not be true. Stress is a general feeling most of us feel. So skill number one we can practice is calmness. Practice de-stressing. Make a list of activities that reduce your stress. Each person has their own checklist. For some, it may be prayer, yoga, singing, cooking, reading, taking walks. But the overarching skill is calmness. Consciously and passionately practice de-stressing. So skill number one, calmness. Moving on, being stressed is a general issue. Most people face it, and we can handle it by consciously addressing it with a regular commitment. But another emotion or challenge that is increasingly becoming common during this time is sadly depression. This is a higher level than just general stress. In this age of social distancing and restrictions, it is easily possible for someone who is borderline depressed to quickly move into serious depression. With so much of negative events happening around us, each time we read bad news, we get pushed more and more into feeling at loss. If you have lost hope, you can definitely recognize signs of depression, and you must speak up. Do not suffer alone. If you are hesitant to speak to a professional, that's okay. Reach out to a friend or a family member. Skill number two, when you feel depressed, practice communication. Identify your support system and actively engage with them. Don't be ashamed to share how you feel, because there are several people out there who feel the same way. Be honest with yourself and talk about what bothers you. Having that support system and relying on it will go a long way in helping you bounce back. And if you do not have a single friend or a family member that you can confide in, you must absolutely seek professional help. Skill number two, when you feel depressed, practice communication. Moving on, another emotion we are dealing with is brain drain. Now that we are not engaging in a lot of activities we used to do before, there could be a general sense of boredom and losing out on stuff, particularly in children since they are out of their regular activities. Skill number three we must practice is creativity. At the start of the lockdown, we had a flurry of baking and cooking, but now a lot of that has tapered down. Keep yourself busy with new avenues of creativity. Staying busy will definitely help us combat this time productively and happily. So skill number three, creativity. And finally, another emotion we feel is losing control of the situation. The skill that can help us alleviate this feeling is skill number four, compassion. We cannot control how we automatically feel about the situation, but we can actively engage in helping spread positivity and compassion to others. The more you engage in making others feel better, you will feel better. Seek out opportunities to help others. Maybe it's just a friendly chat, a phone call, or a video call, or just making a family member feel better. An easy way to get out of your own bubble of frustration, worry, stress, and loss of hope is to practice making others feel better. It is a guaranteed skill that will empower you to feel better. So skill number four, compassion. There are several studies now on the psychological and long-term mental health impacts of the pandemic. But each time mankind has faced a challenge, we have come out stronger. Let us work together to lift our spirits and empower those around us. As a recap, the C skills we need during this pandemic. When you feel stressed, practice calmness. When you feel depressed, practice communication. When you feel bored, practice creativity. When you feel helpless, practice compassion. Thank you for listening.